We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We're up to page Ein Gimel in the standard editions, and this is Daf Mem in the Gemara in Brachos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. We have the following quote from Rav Yehuda, who was a disciple of Rav. We know Rav was a disciple of Rebbe. Rav was Rav Chia's nephew. When Rav traveled from Israel to Babylon, Rav Chia asked Rebbe to give him smicha so that he could give ruling in Babylon. Rav was the first generation of Amoraim, and therefore Rav is Tanahu Upalig. Sometimes Rav can argue on Tanaic opinions. So Rav Yehuda quotes the following quote in the name of Rav. Asur le'adam sheyochal kodem sheiten ma'achal livimto. A person may not eat before first giving food to his animal. You have a dog, you have a sheep, your animals are hungry. You shouldn't sit down for breakfast before giving the feed to the animals. Shenemar, as we find in the verse, we say it every day in Shema. The Torah describes, V'natati esav b'sadecha livimtecha, I will give grass, I will give vegetation in your fields for your animals, v'hadar, and only afterwards does the Torah say, V'achalta v'savata, and you will eat and be satiated. So the Torah, when it describes, if you keep the mitzvos, v'hayoyim shamo tishmu mitzvos Hashem, if you keep the mitzvos, then I will give you plenty, I will give you bounty, I will give you food for your animals, and you too shall eat and be satiated. You see, the Torah speaks about the animals first. We find also when the Jewish people asked for water in last week's parsha, Hashem says, go talk to the rock, and then there'll be water for the congregation and their cattle. The Torah cares about our money. The Torah cares about our cattle. So on one level, maybe if a person's dying of thirst, then he does come before the cattle. You know, there we were talking about a situation where the congregation was thirsting. They came to Moshe and said, we're going to die. So in such a scenario, you give the people to drink first. In a situation where it's just a question of who's eating breakfast first, so then you give the animals first. But that's my own guess. I didn't see that written anywhere. It's just logical to me that that might be an answer. But the truth is that it goes beyond that. Meaning on one level, Chazal teach us, HaTorah chas al mamonam shel Yisrael. The Torah cares about Jews' money. The Torah doesn't work with highfalutin ideals that all we care about is spirituality and no one cares about money. No, the Torah also cares about our money, and that's why God, when he says, I'm going to give you water, God says, I'm giving water for you and your cattle. Money is also important. And the Torah cares about our money. We have rules in the temple. On the one hand, we say, "En aniyut b'mkom ashirut." The temple is a place, the service of God. It's a place, the center of the service of God. And therefore, we say, a place that's honoring God, that you don't display poverty there. Over there, you have to show like the sky's the limit. You do whatever you have to do. And on the other hand, we still have a concept that being that the funds are coming from the public pocket, so you don't spend money without... discrimination. You don't spend money indiscriminately. You do have to follow when you spend the money and when you don't spend the money. On the one hand, you have to show that you're honoring God, and in an yud b'mkom ashirut, we don't indicate any sense of poverty in the temple. We have to show like we're doing things with breath. On the other hand, we don't waste money. It is public funds. So the money of the people is important. But here we're not only talking about money, we're talking about animals. And as we discussed in our class on Friday, animals is life. And so the Torah here indicates a sensitivity we're supposed to have. We have a biblical mitzvah of Bal Tashchis, and Bal Tashchis applies to animals and inanimate objects as well. You're not allowed to destroy things for no purpose. But then we have another mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of Tzar Balei Chaim. We have to be sensitive to the pain of an animal. We're not allowed to cause pain unnecessarily to an animal. That's a biblical mitzvah. And it goes beyond that. If you look at our great leaders, Moshe Rabbeinu, King David, before Hashem chose them as leaders, Hashem checked how they behaved with the animals. David the Melech, when he take out his animals to graze, so he saw the young ones, the weaker ones, and he said, if they go out to graze with the bigger ones, so the bigger ones will push them around, and the bigger ones will take all the soft and luscious grass, and then the younger ones, their teeth are weaker, they're not going to be able to chew the harsher pieces of grass. So what he'd do is he'd leave the older sheep inside the corral, and he'd take out the younger, weaker sheep and let them have the luscious, soft grass. And after they had their fill, only then would he take out the older sheep who would push their way around, but they could also handle the tougher pieces of grass. And then everyone would get what they needed. God said, you take the time to understand which sheep needs to eat when and which sheep won't be pushed around and will be pushed around. That's the traits I need for a leader of my people. Someone who notices who will and won't be pushed around and takes care of those that will be pushed around. Someone who notices and cares. Moshe Rabbeinu was also tested with how he treated the sheep before he was chosen as a leader. So the mitzvah here that we're taught, one should first give his animals to eat and then eat himself, is a sensitivity that Hashem wants of every Jew. A sensitivity to animals, not only to human beings. Yeah. Well, it's permitted, like anything that's necessary. If you can easily get them out of the house without killing them, that's preferable. But if you're in the middle of learning and there's this fly that keeps bugging you, and if you're going to spend the 20 minutes now to catch him and get him out the window, you're going to lose 20 minutes of learning time, you don't do that. You go whack and you keep learning. But when you go whack, you should feel bad that you have to go whack. You should feel like, I wish I could take the time to catch him and throw him out the window. And what I do is, I always say, you know what, I'm going to take 5 seconds and try. If I catch him and take him out, good, and sometimes I do. And if I don't, then I have no choice. Okay, my learning is more important. There was once a woman who had ants who kept invading her closets, but she didn't want to kill the ants. So she lost all her food. You know, at some point you gotta bring an exterminator. You have no choice. You know, we do have to do whatever we have to do in order to live. We're supposed to live in the houses, not the ants. But when we do it, a person should feel like a twang of sorrow. There are stories about the leaders of Israel, who saw their disciples breaking off a branch, off a tree, and they'd look at them and say, "Why are you just destroying that tree?" So I was once standing a few weeks ago. And my son started plucking branches off a tree. So one of the guys said to me, didn't he teach us that the giants of Israel would comment to their students, you're not supposed to just break trees? So I said, yeah, that's when they're giants, and the students are on the level of students. When you're a five-year-old kid, your job is to break branches. You know, he's not doing anything too terrible. When he'll be older, he'll learn the concept. There's an age for everything. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishmei de Rabbi Chiya. Rava Bar Shmuel quotes Rabbi Chiya. Remember, Rabbi Chiya was Rebbe's disciple, but he was almost Rebbe's equal. There was a discussion who should be the leader, Rebbe or Rebbe Chiya. But Rebbe Chiya was so busy educating the youth of Israel. Rebbe Chiya would go from town to town teaching the illiterate children how to read. He'd take 5 children, teach this one sefer and chumash, 5. Each one would learn 1 book of chumash, 6 kids. Each one would learn 1 order of Mishnah, and then he'd say, now teach one another. And he changed the face of the planet. He changed the face of Judaism. So G'dolim Ma'aseh Chiya, the actions of Chiya are so great that they wouldn't want to disrupt him to be chief rabbi of Israel. He didn't become the Nasi. But he was Rav's uncle. So now we have a quote from Rava Bar Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Chiya. Whenever the quote is Mishmei, in the name of, it means he didn't hear it directly. Rava Bar Shmuel is a later generation Amora. He didn't see Rabbi Chiya, but he's quoting in the name of Rabbi Chiya. Achar kol achilatcha echol melach. After everything you eat, eat salt. Ba'achar kol shtiyatcha, and after everything you drink, shtei mayim, drink water. V'yata nizok, and then you won't be harmed. So that's good medical advice. The rule is, when you read medical advice in the Talmud, we assume that we don't know how to apply it. And in our day and age, we don't try to apply Talmudic medicine. I could tell you, you remember 2 weeks ago I was in bed with high fever? So it's the second time it happened to me. And there's a Gemara that says that there are a few things you could do to make your illness get worse. One of them is taking a shave and a haircut. If you take a haircut after you start getting sick, the Gemara says that's one way to ensure your illness will get worse. And twice I was coming down with something and I thought, no, it's not serious. And I went and took a haircut, and one of them was 2 weeks ago, Matzah Shabbos, when we got back from the trip. I gave myself a haircut. And the next morning, I was with a raging fever, and I was in bed for over a week. So I don't know. You know, the Tosfos says, and the Rishonim and the Achronim already write, that we don't know how to apply the Talmud's medicine. There's a Gemara that says, you want to be very healthy, take small fish and eat them just before they're completely rotten. When they're just at the verge of becoming rotten, when they're not fresh, but they're not yet rotten, That's how you'll be healthy. You try to do that today, you'll find yourself in the hospital. I wouldn't do that. There are all kinds of medications in the Gemara. Some of them, they say, work. You know, the Gemara says that if you have an eye infection, take the saliva in the morning before you've washed your mouth, before you've done anything. The saliva in the morning, put it in the eye, and that heals it. And a lot of people swear that that works. It says, take mother's milk and put it in a baby's eye, and that also heals an eye infection. A lot of people say it works. But the rule is that they lived a completely different life than we live. Their diet was completely different. Everything they did was completely different. And Tosfos already says this. Tosfos and Moed Katan says that in their day and age, a millennium ago, almost a millennium ago, they already saw that the medicines of the Gemara, that we don't know how to apply it. So you have another problem. You know, the Gemara was talking about their type of salt and their type of water. Yeah, they weren't talking about our tap water with fluoride and who knows what else inside. They weren't talking about our salt after everything it's gone through and all the enzymes they put in our salt. So we can't try to apply the Gemara's medicines. But okay, nonetheless, it's interesting to read. The Gemara says, after everything you eat, eat salt, and after everything you drink, drink water, and then you won't be harmed. Tanya nami hachi. We have a brisa like this. After everything you eat, eat salt. And after everything you drink, drink water. And you won't be harmed. Tanya idach. We have another brisa that says differently. Achal kol ma'achal velo achal melach. If he ate everything he's eaten, but not salt. Shata kol mashkin velo shata ma'im. If he drank all kinds of drinks, but he didn't drink water. Bayom yidag mireach hapeh. By day, he should worry about the smell from his mouth. Uvalayla mipnei askera. And at night, there's some kind of disease called askera, which is some kind of disease of the throat. Rashi gives us a French word for askera. I don't know exactly what that is, but it says if you don't end up with salt and water, so that can harm the throat. And the truth is that today we use mouthwash, we brush our teeth. It's a good idea to keep oral hygiene in their day. This is what they knew. But oral hygiene is important. Tanu Rabbanan, hamakpeh achilato b'mayim eno ba lidei chole yameyim. Whoever, so to speak, puts his food afloat in his stomach with water, meaning after he finishes eating, he drinks a lot of water to float all the food in his stomach, so to speak, he won't come to stomach problems. Choli me'ayim, whatever type of stomach problems that is. So the truth is that this is one of the issues that we have today. One of the common issues that we get from couples, it affects fertility and it affects all kinds of other things in marriage. There are many different problems that can be resolved in a woman's body by her drinking a lot of water. We live in a generation where most women don't drink water, and if they do, it's very little. And that can affect a lot of things, including their fertility. When you guys will be chasanim, so come back to me, I'll explain to you how it all works. But for now, you should just know that this concept of ending your meal with a lot of water, so that the naturalists today also say it, and there are many aspects where we can see it today also. The Kama, so the Gemara says, how much water should you drink after you eat? Amar Rav Chista, who was Rava's father-in-law, Rav Chista, who was so pious that every day Rava would get man from heaven in the merits of his father-in-law, Rav Chista. Rav Chista taught, Kiton lepat. If you eat bread, so you gotta drink a pitcher of water. Okay? Amar Rav Mari, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Mari quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the sage of Jerusalem who composed the Jerusalem Talmud, a disciple of Rabbi Yanai and the teacher of Rabbi Elazar. So Rav Mari quotes Rabbi Yochanan. Haragil ba'adashim, echad l'shloshim yom. Someone who frequently, once every 30 days, he eats lentils. Monea askera mi beito. He will prevent askera, because askera comes from a person's being constipated. And if you eat lentils, some kind of beans, I don't know which lentils he means, I don't know which kinds of beans is the adashim. Maybe adashim is a kidney bean, maybe adashim is some kind of other lentil, I don't know. So then that helps a person not be constipated, and then he won't have this disease. Aval kol yom alo, but you shouldn't be eating these beans daily. My time, why not? Mishum dekashe l'reach hapeh, because it gives a bad smell from the mouth. So Chazal, here's another point of etiquette. Chazal said we should be concerned about how we smell from our mouths. It's something a person should be concerned about. Chazal said, don't eat garlic in the morning. You come and say good morning to your friend, and he's like, it's okay, you have a good morning, right? I'll say it's not polite. Another quote from Rav Mari in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the sage who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud, the disciple of Rabbi Yanai, the Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar. So we have another quote in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Guys, if we say this often enough, you'll know it by heart too. And as we go along, once you know some bit by heart, we add more details. So Rav Mari quotes in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Haragil bechardal. A person is accustomed to eating chardal. So today we say chardal is mustard, and that's probably accurate. So whoever eats mustard, echad l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days, moneh chalaim mibeito. That will prevent illnesses from his home. So all of these things, you know, like we said earlier, we don't know how to apply them. And even in the days of chazal, you can't take them at face value. You know, they're saying in general, it's a healthy thing. Doesn't mean that if you do this, you'll never get sick. How come people were getting sick? No one knew this wisdom. They were giving advice. These things are important in the moderation that we're taught. They're going to help a person lead a healthy life. But it's like everything, you know. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. So a guy says, I ate an apple a day. Why'd the doctor come anyways? Well, you were smoking. Well, you were drinking. Ah, so there are other factors. It's not just an apple a day keeps the doctor away, right? There are many factors. So the same thing applies here. There are many factors. When they say it prevents illness, even in their day, they didn't mean this is a panacea. You do this and you'll never get sick. They meant in general, this is a healthy thing. Aval kol yom alo, but you shouldn't eat mustard every day. My time, why not? Mishum de kashe lechulsha de liba, because it's difficult for the heart. It weakens the heart. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. We have a quote from Rav Chiya Barashi in the name of Rav. Rav was whose nephew? Rabbi Chiya. Rav was the first generation of Amoram. Whose disciple? Rebbe's disciple, right? Rebbe was the end. He compiled the Mishnah, and Rav was his disciple. Haragil bedagim ktanim, whoever is accustomed to eating small fish, ain't nobody de choli meayim. He won't have illness of the intestines. He won't have stomach problems. Velo od, not only that, not only that it prevents illness, אלא שדגים קטנים מפרים ומרבין ומעברים גופו של אדם. They flourish and they heal a person's body. Small fish, they're born in mass, and they also help fertility, so they help a person's health. Okay, so this is one of the examples we discussed earlier. Small fish, Chazal said, Chazal were big into small fish. If you can get small fish, okay, fine. You know, all of these things, if you do them in moderation, if you're going to eat fish anyways, and you can take big fish or small fish, fine. Nothing wrong with doing what Chazal said. But in general, don't try for all these things that heal. If you want to eat mustard once a month, I also try to eat mustard once a month. I figure maybe mustard is what Chazal say. Mustard is a yummy food. So why not? You know, it doesn't hurt anyone. We don't know how to apply this, but it's no worse than eating ketchup once a month, right? Not hurting anyone. I also try to drink water at the end of the meal. Chazal say it's healthy. No, so is there anything wrong? You're going to drink water anyways. You could drink water or Coke or something else. It's a good thing to drink water at the end of the meal. Why not? You know, you could take these pieces of advice and where it fits into your schedule, where you can do it without too much investment, so why not? But you have to remember that Tosa says we don't know how to apply it. So you're guessing, you're shooting in the dark. I just figure, you know, if I'm going to drink water in the beginning of the meal, the middle of the meal, or the end of the meal, so why not do it the way Chazal said already? If I'm gonna choose what I'm going to put on my hot dog, and I haven't eaten mustard this month, so why not do it? Chazal said, and eat mustard once a month. Do I really believe that mustard's going to affect me the way Chazal say? I doubt it, because our mustard is not their mustard, right? When they spoke about mustard, they weren't talking about the mustard that we have. Our mustard undergoes who knows how much it's processed, and they add vinegar and who knows what else. But you know what? If I'm going to eat something with my hot dog anyways, why not try? It's not going to hurt anyone. Oh, okay. Okay. Amar Chama Bar Chanina Haragil Beketzach. And Rashi isn't sure what Ketzach is. He gives different explanations. A person who's accustomed to eating this thing that's called Ketzach, he no bali de kev lev. He won't have heart pain. Meitivei, the Gemara asks, Rashbag omer Ketzach echad mishishim samne mavetu. Rashbag said, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said the exact opposite, that Ketzach is one of the 60 spices of death. And whoever sleeps to the east of a pile of Ketzach, so he's causing his own death. And says the Gemara, lo kasha habirecho habitamo, it depends. The smell is harmful. If you're going to sleep next to it and you're going to smell it all night, so yeah, that's very harmful to a person. But when we said it's healthy, we meant eating it. Eating it is healthy. Smelling it is unhealthy. Okay, whatever this ketzach is. Okay, we'll pick up here Be'ezrat Hashem in 2 weeks. Next week.